Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening, December the 8th, 2013.
The Bible isn't a book of rules or a book of heroes. The Bible is most of all a story. It's an adventure story about a young hero who comes from a far country to win back his lost treasure. It's a love story about a brave prince who leaves his palace, his throne, everything to rescue the one he loves. It's like the most wonderful of fairy tales that has come true in real life. You see, the best thing about this story is it's true. There are lots of stories in the Bible, but all the stories are telling one big story. The story of how God loves his children and comes to rescue them. And it takes the whole Bible to tell this story. And at the center of the story, there is a baby. Every story in the Bible whispers his name. He is like the missing piece of a puzzle, the piece that makes all the other pieces fit together, and suddenly you can see a beautiful picture.
Well, gather around, ye children, come, listen to the old, old story of the power of death undone by an infant. Born of glory, Son of God, Son of Man. Gather round, remember now how creation held. its breath, or how it let out a sigh, filled up the sky with the angels. Son of God, Son of Man. So sing out with joy for the brave little boy who was God, but he made himself nothing. Well, he gave up his pride and he came here to die like a man. Therefore God exalted him to the place of highest praises, and he gave him a name above every name, at the very name of Jesus, Son of God. We would sing out with joy for the brave little boy who's God, but he made himself nothing. Every knee would bow and worship, and every tongue would proclaim that Jesus here reigns with the angels. So sing out with joy for the brave little boy, who's God, but he made himself nothing. Well, he gave up his pride and came here to die like a man. Come, listen to the old, old story of the power of death undone by an infant born of glory, Son of God, Son of Man.
We all remember Moses on the banks of the river. He said, Pharaoh, you've got to let my people go. You don't want me to have to tell you this 10 times over. Denial ain't just a river, you know. So we all remember Pharaoh, he just wouldn't do it. So the plagues came upon Egypt one by one. His heart was hard and the other 9 just couldn't move it. So the last was the worst, the death of the firstborn son. Oh, but the Lord, he gave to Moses a word for the people. Said their firstborn sons would live to see another day. With the blood of the lamb on the doorway, and death will pass right over. That night all the children of Israel prayed. They prayed, Lord, let your judgment pass over us. Lord, let your love hover near. Don't let your sweet mercy pass over us. Let this blood cover over us. Heal. So the years went by and the people, they whined and they wondered, and only sacrifice atoned for the sins of the land. So you see the priest, he placed upon the holy altar the body of a spotless lamb. And he prayed, Lord, let your judgment pass over us. Lord, let your love hover near.
your sweet mercy, pass over us. Let this blood cover over us, King. Lord, let your judgment pass over us. Lord, let your love hover near. Don't let your sweet mercy pass over us. Let this blood cover over us. Lord, let your judgment pass over us. Lord, let your love hover near.
Let your love hover near.
Let your sweet mercy pass over us. Let this blood cover over us, King. Let this blood cover over us, King. Let this blood cover over us, King.
Pass over us.
Promised land, it was a long, long road, but your people are home. So long, Moses. So hello, Joshua. Goodbye, Canaanites. We're coming to town. 12 tribes and no crown. No crown, oh Lord. But we want a king on a throne, full of power, with a sword in his fist. Will there ever be a king like this? So hello, Saul, first king of Israel. You were foolish and strong, so you didn't last long. Goodbye, Saul. Oh, but hail King David, shepherd from Bethlehem, set the temple of God in mighty Jerusalem. He was a king on a throne, full of power, with a sword in his fist. Has there ever been a king like this? Full of wisdom, full of strength, the hearts of his people are his. Hear, O Israel, was ever there a king like this? So hello, prophets, the kingdom is broken now. The people of God have been scattered abroad. For how long, O Lord? Oh, so speak Isaiah, prophet of Judah. Can you tell of the one, this king who's going to come? Will he be a king on a throne, full of power, with a sword in his fist? Prophet, tell us, will there be another king like this? Full of wisdom, full of strength, the hearts of his people are his. Prophet, tell us, will there be another king like this? And Isaiah said, he'll bear no beauty or glory,
rejected, despised. A man of such sorrow will cover our eyes. He'll take up our sickness and carry our tears. And for his people, he will be pierced. He'll be crushed for our evils, our punishment filled. And by his wounds, we will be healed. We will be healed from you, O Bethlehem. Small among Judah, a ruler will come. Ancient and strong from you, O Bethlehem. Small among Judah, a ruler will come. Ancient and strong from you, O Bethlehem. Small among Judah, a ruler will come. Ancient and strong from you, O Bethlehem. Small among Judah, a ruler will come. Ancient and strong, ancient and strong.
Freedom yours to give. So Yahweh, break this silence. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, and how often I have longed to gather you beneath my gentle wing.
Thank you. it came to pass back in those days that Caesar he decreed a census should be taken of the Roman world, you see. So everyone packed up and headed back to their hometowns. Joseph up from Galilee to Bethlehem was bound. So it came to pass this man named Joe was with his fiancée. When her pregnancy began to show, he planned to go away. But it came to pass that in a dream an angel of the Lord said, Joseph, don't you be afraid to marry Mary, for the little baby in her womb, it is the Holy Spirit's work. Well, you may have heard the prophet said the virgin would give birth. So it came to pass that Joseph was the noblest of men, with a woman on a donkey on their way to Bethlehem. And I wonder whether either was aware enough that day to know the child would bring a kingdom and the old would come to pass away. As it came to pass that Joseph was the noblest of men, with a woman on a donkey on their way to Bethlehem.
On the street.
smiles upon her face. It was a labor of love. It was not a silent night on the streets of David's town.
Shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. An angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Well, fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled minds. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, the Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly to human view displayed, all meanly wrapped in swaddling bands and in a manger laid. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Christ is born.
Hallelujah. Christ is born. giver of love and the theme of my song. Glory to Jesus, ancient and strong. Come to your people, carry us home. Glory to Jesus, ancient and strong. Giver of love and the theme of my song. Glory to Jesus, ancient and strong. Come to your people, carry us home. Glory to Jesus, ancient and strong. Giver of love and the theme of my song. Glory to Jesus, ancient and strong. Us home, glory to Jesus, ancient and strong, giver of love and the theme of my song. Glory to Jesus, ancient and strong, come to your people, carry us home. Glory to Jesus, ancient and strong. Joy for the brave little boy who was God, but he made himself nothing. Well, he gave up his pride and he came here to die like a man.
So rejoice, ye children, sing and remember now his mercy.
Sing out with joy for the brave little boy's our Savior, Son of God, Son of Man. Hallelujah! Sing
Jesus. What a sweet, refreshing reminder of what really matters and who really matters. I thank you for this moment that we have had together. I thank you for how you've stirred our hearts and for many of us pieced together multiple stories that we've grown up hearing to understand the story. Please bless this the remainder of our time as we savor the gospel in Jesus' name. Amen. The author Jerry Bridges wrote that the gospel is not only the most important message in all of history. It is the only essential message in all of history. And we, as the Behold the Lamb team, feel like we would be amiss if we didn't remind and refresh ourselves just in this moment, just briefly, of what it is that we've sung about. You see, there was a moment when the Lord Jesus was facing those who were opposed to him. And he said, you know, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have life, and it is they which speak of me. You see, if we read and we study the word and we miss that Jesus is the central character, we've missed the whole point of the story. So what is the gospel and what is this story that we've celebrated tonight? It's the story of God and his glory. It is what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, as I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ Jesus came into the world, that he died for our sins in accordance to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. All of the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures, point toward him, and all of we look back to and we look forward to his coming again. You guys, the reality is that the Bible tells us that we were created for a relationship with God. Psalm 16:11 says, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence, God, is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We were made for a relationship with him. The Lord Jesus said in John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. But the scripture not only points out the fact that there's a God and that he created us to know him, it also is very honest in pointing out our problem. And that is a thing called sin. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have failed to render to God the glory that he deserves, and we've glorified and we've loved other things and we've treasured and celebrated other things more than him. And at the core of sin is the fact that I want to be God in my own life. And so God, recognizing that, and this whole dilemma not catching God off guard at all, it was a part of the plan. And so as we've heard sung tonight, those sacrifices, the Passover lamb, the judgment passing over when the blood was seen, the ceremonies, the prophets pointing toward the coming of this baby, who all the way back in Genesis 3, we hear that there's going to come a redeemer, a rescuer. And as the story unfolds through the call of Abraham and the descendants of Abraham and then David, you're going to have a descendant, and he's going to be king, and he's going to reign forever. Well, in order to reign forever, you have to live forever. You must be God. And so at the appropriate time, the Lamb of God was provided. Jesus came to live the life that we could never live. He fulfilled all of the Old Testament law, everything that God required. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, taking on human flesh. He lived out the law. He satisfied the righteous requirements of God. But at the cross, which he came to bear, he took on him all the curse of the law, the curse of what we deserved. So that Paul says he died for our sins in our place as our substitute. Behold the Lamb. Scripture also makes it very clear that it's not enough to just know these things and agree with them, that Jesus was a true person, that he lived, that he walked this earth, that historians of any credibility acknowledge there was this man named Jesus. He walked. He was a worker of miracles. He died. He was crucified. He was buried. And somehow we can't explain that empty tomb because he's alive and he's risen. But then it comes to us. It's not enough to know these things or agree with these things or to even sing or celebrate these things. God calls us to personally recognize our need for rescue. You see, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 that we were dead in our transgressions and sins. Not you were sick and you need medicine. Not you were ignorant and you need information. Not you were weak and you need strength, but it says we were born spiritually dead, separated from God because of our sin and born in that condition. And dead people can't do anything about their condition or anything to fix their condition. So we needed the intervention. We need a Savior. And what Scripture points to over and over again is the reminder that as we hear and understand there's a holy God to whom we will give an account. And that God in love and in grace unfolded this plan to provide his son to die in our place as our substitute, to cry out from the cross, it is finished. No more sacrifice to be made. No more lambs to be slain. This is the final sacrifice, the sacrifice of all sacrifices, the perfect sacrifice. Now we must each respond to that. John 1:12, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. So the question tonight is, have you personally abandoned trust in self, abandoned trust in your own self-salvation project, abandoned confidence in your religiosity or some spiritual ceremony that happened to you at some point in time, to abandon anything that you could possibly do to try to bridge this gap between you and God? And come to a point where you say, Lord, all I can do is rest and trust in what Jesus has done for me. I want to ask you if you would stand with me right now. And let's just bow for a word of prayer. Many of us in this room have known the Lord for many, many years. But the gospel never gets old. And we never graduate from the gospel. We live daily in the provision of the Lord Jesus and knowing that we are accepted and acceptable to God through Christ. But maybe someone is here tonight and you've heard the story for many, many years. You know the story. You've heard the gospel. You're aware that Jesus lived and died, but you've never come to that point of a personal exchange with God, a heart exchange, a renunciation of any confidence in yourself and a complete reliance on something that God has done for you through the cross. And if that's true, we would certainly like to give you this opportunity to trust. And it's not about a ceremony or a special prayer or a formula. God knows your heart. And we'd love to pray with you and talk with you tonight. And for those of us that know the Lord Jesus, ah, what a sweet time together we've had tonight. Lord, I pray for anyone here who doesn't know you. God, and I pray this in love, that there would be an inner restlessness, that they would not be able to rest until they've come to the one who alone can give them fullness of joy and pleasure that lasts forevermore. God, that they would acknowledge their own sin and their falling short of your standard and their desperate need of you, Jesus, as a Savior, and that they would put their trust in you tonight. And Lord, for those of us here who that has happened many years ago, God, I pray that the sweet sounds that we've heard tonight and the reminder of the unfolding glory of your story would follow us into this season and then the days ahead. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity to worship you in a special way tonight. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for coming and sharing this moment with us. You are dismissed.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing him through his word, loving him through worship and obedience, and serving him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.